Welcome back to the Water Cooler, Sports Radio 1400, sportsradio1400.com, and iHeartRadio. It is a football show today. That is all that's on my mind, man. I was at a high school practice last night, and I got to tell you, man, not only do I miss like high school football, like playing in it, but I am just more than excited to get out there next week for all the games we've got going on. But, of course, there are things going on, of course, across the state. The Badgers, of course, and right now talking Green Bay Packers football with Brian Caravu of CheeseheadTV.com. You'll hear Brian quite a bit this season, as you have the past couple of years, and Brian joins me right now. Brian, first of all, great to have you back. I know we haven't talked since around the NFL draft, but great to talk to you again, man.
Same here. I'm glad to be talking some football. It's everybody's getting in the mood, I think.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, especially in our state where baseball's kind of falling off the wagon a bit, but you know, Packers obviously dominate no matter how good anybody else is doing, so, or how well I should say anybody else is doing. And with them, you know, this year there's definitely been some question marks, and there's definitely been some things that that fans have been worried, you know, looking at, especially in terms of positions. It seems that Green Bay went out and tried to address some of these positional needs, and I'm just going to start, like we always do, talking about all three phases of the game, offense, defense, special teams, because every area has some major pressing questions. Now, obviously on offense, the quarterback position, you would think, well, no question there, it's Aaron Rodgers, but there's been a lot made about who is actually lining up behind him and what they've seen, at least in limited action last year and so far this year in training camp in the first preseason game.
Yes, the Packers have an uncertain situation at best behind Aaron Rodgers at the backup QB clip holder spot, I guess you could describe it as. And, you know, they started off training camp with Graham Harrell and B.J. Coleman, the same backups they've had last year. But the problem was neither of them really made any improvement whatsoever from a year ago, or at least the improvement, if there it was any, it was nominal. So the Packers went out and they got Vince Young, signed him as a free agent, pretty much gave him the NFL's minimum contract over any other teams out there that appeared to be pursuing him, although I think Vince Young actually did say in an interview that he had other offers. I'm not sure if he's really telling the truth on that or not, but because it's been over a year since he signed an NFL contract. But, you know, I'm willing to give him the shot, willing to give him the benefit of the doubt after only being in camp for a week last week. Obviously, it was pretty hard for him to pick up the offense and do anything in the first preseason game. But it'll definitely be interesting to watch these next three games here and see if there's any improvement.
Talking to Brian Caravu of CheeseheadTV.com, it was an interesting signing, and it definitely raised some eyebrows a bit, but the Packers were making a very clear message that they were looking to improve in what has become really a valuable position in the NFL. I mean, starting quarterback's hard enough to find, but as is too often the case, injuries do happen, and at the quarterback position, you can ill afford to have something happen there and not be prepared as your backup. The Vikings, a perfect example of that last year when Christian Ponder goes down for the playoff game against Green Bay. Joe Webb was completely inadequate, and I don't think any team wants to fall into that.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have a competent backup. You know, if Aaron Rodgers ends up going down, the Packers' season could go in the tubes right down with it if they don't get somebody competent back there. I mean, you can probably get by for a game, maybe two, if Aaron Rodgers were to suffer an injury with the guys they have now and just kind of get by with them, have a game manager. I think that's kind of what Graham Harrell is, kind of a game manager. He's not going to be out there and be flashy, but, you know, he knows the offense by now. It's his fourth year with the Packers. But, you know, they're looking for an upgrade, though, and we'll see if they get it.
Brian, when we move along in the backfield to running back, this is, again, a position that's going to have a lot of eyeballs on it, especially in the second preseason game against St. Louis, because Eddie Lacy now is practicing again after dealing with a bum wheel there with the hamstring. And this is a position that has, I guess, long been a point of contention or a point of where fans and commentators and media types have looked at and thrown out all kinds of statistics. But it seems like Green Bay was very aggressive in dealing with this through the draft here and through training camp so far.
Yes, very serious about upgrading the running back position this year as well. Spending, you know, their two out of the first four rounds spending picks on running backs, Eddie Lacy out of Alabama in the second round, Jonathan Franklin out of UCLA in the fourth round. You know, those two guys join a group that already includes DeJuan Harris, James Starks, Alex Green. But I would expect the rookies to see the bulk of the playing time this year. Eddie Lacy actually just came back to practice this week after sitting out the first preseason game, as you said, with a hamstring injury. So he looks to be on the mend, looks to be getting healthy. And, yeah, you know, it'd be fun to watch him play for the first time in a Packers uniform in a game environment this upcoming Saturday.
Receiving core, the receivers, obviously Greg Jennings is gone. Donald Driver is retired, so you're going to see some new players there, although, you know, James Jones and Randall Cobb are familiar. There's a lot of work to be had there by some of the other receivers trying to make the team. Tight end as well, Jermichael Finley showing that not only can he make, you know, one of those plays that make you go, wow, but he can also make the plays that make you want to throw the remote through the TV, you know, dropping a pass here and there. The receiving core for Aaron Rodgers still is very good. I know that people are going to point to losing certain guys or guys, you know, having injury problems or, you know, consistency concerns as maybe being a hiccup. But when you look across the NFL, I mean, Green Bay was pretty spoiled in what they had last year across the board in the receiving area.
Yes, you know, last year the Packers went 5-6 deep at the wide receiver position, and this year they lose Greg Jennings, they lose Donald Driver. So now you've got your top three back in Nelson, Cobb, and Jones, and those guys are good, no doubt about it. Those guys would be among the top three wide receivers on any team in the NFL. So, you know, all things considered, even though you might lose two guys, Packers are still in pretty good shape. The things they'll be looking to, you know, they'll be looking to fill the spots out further down the roster. The number four, the number five wide receiver, got guys like Jarrett Boykin, kind of, you know, pushing for one of those spots, looking for the fifth and sixth guys. So that's what training camp is all about there. But yeah, tight end Jermichael Finley, he's the man there. I mean, he's the unquestioned starter. You know, he's one of the better receiving tight ends in the NFL, very athletic. So they know what they've got in him.
And on the offensive line, they've had to deal with some injuries already, but that will always be probably that'll be a unit that's pretty heavily scrutinized. And this year, it'll be the same thing. I know that watching the first preseason game, I think it probably raised even more questions about what they're going to do right there. But, man, it's just a never-ending story, right?
Yeah. The good news, though, is that the replacement for Brian Bulaga, the guy who had the injury there, going to be lost for the season, his replacement rookie fourth-round draft choice, David Bakhtiari, actually looked really good, and even better considering, you know, he wasn't a first-round draft choice, but, you know, thus far in camp, I mean, we're only 2-3 weeks in, but he's looked like a first-round draft choice. Been a very pleasant surprise so far. So the Packers have been lucky to, you know, kind of catch a break there. Obviously, you know, only 2-3 weeks in, there will be a lot more tests ahead, more preseason games, and then you know, the stakes get even higher when the games count, so we'll see how he fares when that comes along.
Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. You can go there and check out his work or follow him on Twitter at Brian Caribou or, of course, at CheeseheadTV. You get all your Packers news right there. Let's move to the defensive side of the ball. And again, going by positions, I'm going to start with the defensive line and linebacking area, just the front seven. This is where we talk about how, you know, these guys stay healthy together and they play as everybody envisions, where they're rushing the passer and making plays all over the place. But there's got again some turnover in this grouping, as well, in any position you're going to find turnover, but this year it should be pretty interesting to see if some of these recent draft choices can actually help them there, because they have invested a lot into this defensive front seven.
Yes, the Packers invested a first-round draft choice this year in Dayton Jones. You go and look back to last year, their first-round draft choice was Nick Perry, the outside linebacker. So between those two guys, they're going to be expected to play major roles on the Packers' defense this year, going to be expected to get after the passer, going to be expected to help stop the run and prevent guys like Adrian Peterson and Colin Kaepernick from running over the Packers like they did last year. So they'll really be looking to guys like that. Dayton Jones, he kind of had that sprained ankle the first preseason game. He played all of one play, and I think that really kind of threw Packers Nation into a frenzy a little bit, be like, oh my gosh, this guy is injury prone. But it doesn't look like it's going to be anything that keeps him out long. Mike McCarthy said, you know, just a couple days later, he's going to miss a couple days. So, yeah, he might miss the next preseason game perhaps, but doesn't look like anything that's going to keep him out too long. So that's good news.
Yeah, it's not like he has to practice anyway about chasing a guy like Kaepernick against the Rams. That Bradford is, you know, he's athletic, but nothing like Kaepernick is. Man, that guy is just fast. Oh, man. And then we look at the secondary, and this is a this was probably, out of all the points in that game against Arizona, I don't put a whole ton of stock in preseason games, but it is a little bit, you raise an eyebrow a bit just at the depth of the secondary. This has been an area where, you don't have a Charles Woodson there anymore to bail you out in certain situations. Still a lot of experience at the corners and safety, but when you look beyond just the starters, looking for that depth, so far, at least it's one game, it's a tiny sample size, but against the Cardinals, it wasn't the good results that you were hoping for.
A definite sore point in that preseason opener there. The secondary didn't perform as well as they had hoped, and I suppose the silver lining, if there is any, was that two starters in the secondary, Tremont Williams and Casey Hayward, didn't play in that game. They're both out kind of, nursing some minor injuries. From all indications, they'll be ready for the regular season, so when the games count, they'll be back out there. I mean, Casey Hayward led the team in interceptions last year with six of them. Tremont Williams is now a longtime starter in the Packers defense, so those kind of guys will be major players in the equation. Now they just need the other guys to step their game up, because Sam Shields, he's going to play a lot. Devon House had a poor game in that preseason opener, probably the worst game of anybody on the Packers roster, so big disappointment for him. We'll find out if it's just a one-game aberration. Maybe we can just chalk it up to having a bad day. Everybody has one of those once in a while, but we'll see if he can bounce back.
And talking to Brian Caribou again from CheeseheadTV.com here on Sports Radio 1400 on the Water Cooler. Jimmy Cuska here. We now move to special teams, and this, I don't know, for some reason, kicker controversy, it just drives people nuts. And you've got one now in Green Bay, a kicker battle. And, I know it's funny sometimes to say, okay, well, people are getting worked up about this. But last year, it definitely proved to be a difference maker for them. And of course, they're again being serious about finding a way to make that position more consistent, because that's about all you ask out of a kicker, is to be consistent. But that is a battle this year where people have very strong opinions. I'll just say that about what's going on with the kicking situation in Green Bay.
Yes, and in the preseason opener, because the Packers didn't score, they didn't even get into field goal range, or the one time they did, they ended up going for it on fourth down. They didn't even get a chance to kick so much as an extra point, let alone a field goal, and they only had one kickoff the whole night when, they're mandated to start the half on a kickoff. So there was no opportunities to even evaluate the kickers. So they're kind of kicking themselves, finding opportunities. They've had to increase the reps, increase the field goal competitions during practice time, just to take a look at Mason Crosby and Giorgio Tavecchio. Tavecchio, kind of the young kid, has kind of got the statistical edge so far, but I still think Mason Crosby, it's going to be hard to go away from him because of the guaranteed money in his contract. There's still 3 years left on Mason Crosby's contract, so if they cut him, they're going to be paying him for 3 years regardless. So they want him to be on the roster, knowing we got to pay him anyway, he might as well be here. So it's a little bit of a tough situation, but, Crosby is going to have to earn it.
Talking again to Brian Caribou of CheeseheadTV.com. Now, we've talked quite a bit about the first preseason games, first preseason game against Arizona. Against St. Louis, I think the obvious thing for Green Bay is that they're going to want to score some points. I think that's the obvious thing they want to do. But other than, beyond that, what are the Packers looking for in week number two of the preseason?
Yeah, they're going to want to find consistency on offense. They know they'll probably be okay with the first string as long as Aaron Rodgers is in the game. He's directing the offense. They'll be able to move the ball down the field. So, but the bigger, thing will be once he comes out of the game, they'll be taking a look at those backup quarterbacks once again. Graham Harrell, Vince Young, both those guys should get plenty of playing time. And they're going to want to see them move the ball down the field. Not to say they have to score a touchdown every time, but, score the occasional touchdown and maybe, at least direct them to a field goal here and there. They don't want to be shut out again, that's for sure. On the defensive side of the ball, the secondary is going to want to improve. They gave up so many passing yards to Cardinals quarterbacks last week. they're going to look for improvement there. A guy like Devon House having a better game, and, you know, some of the younger guys on the roster, too. So those are things looking forward to at St. Louis on Saturday night.
Brian Caravu of CheeseheadTV.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Brian Caravu. You can also find Cheesehead TV on Twitter and Facebook at Cheesehead TV. Brian, love the work you guys do. You've got a number of talented writers, and, you know, as I've always said, it's great to have people on that are passionate about what they do in sports and what they follow, and it is great to have your insights to this. Looking forward to talking to you again every week here during the year.
Sounds good. I appreciate it, and I look forward to it, too.
All right, thank you. Brian Caravu right there again. You got to check it out, CheeseheadTV.com. You can find the links all over SportsRadio1400.com, and, of course, you can find the interviews there as well that we've done, not only here, but around the NFL draft time and even some from last year. So a lot of good stuff from Brian right there, and, again, looking forward to that regular segment throughout the year. Speaking of regular segments, Bob Bradovich of WQOW News 18 Sports joins me right after this. The Water Cooler on Sports Radio 1400 WBIZ and iHeartRadio station.